Hey, you guys, and welcome to the recap of the restoration of Israel. There's a lot to be said. There's a lot of things that we need to know about this. The Apostle Paul literally took us through some things, right? And he was getting our attention. But what I really want you to know about what happened and why God is restoring us is because we disobeyed. We literally disobeyed his commandments, his statutes, his feast days. We looked to other nations to try to serve a God that wasn't obtainable, right? We wanted to serve idols, we wanted to do this, and God cut us off because he was so mad, right? And it tells us, if we read Romans 11 and 11, it reads, did God's people stumble and fall beyond recovery? Of course not. They were disobedient, so God made salvation available to the Gentiles. But he wanted his own people to become jealous and claim it for themselves. Now, if the Gentiles were enriched because the people of Israel turned down God's offer of salvation, think how much greater a blessing the world will share when they finally accept it. See, God always knew what was going to happen. God knew when restoration will come. God knew when some would say, "Hey, I don't want to do this. I have this other thing going on over here." God knows. So with that, it's like we got to take into account what literally is being said, what literally is being done, right? And so with that, we have many, many revelations from this person or this person, but we don't adhere to what God is saying. So in the knowledge that we have, we read in Romans chapter 11, verse 13, where it says, "I am saying all this especially for you Gentiles. God has appointed me as the apostle to the Gentiles." This is Paul speaking. He says, "I stress this, for I want somehow to make the people of Israel jealous of what you Gentiles have, so I may save some of them, for since their rejection meant that God offers salvation to the rest of the world, their acceptance will be even more wonderful." Think about when you first came to God and you were new and you were refreshed and you didn't know what was going on, but you made some mistakes. You put some things before God, and then you're like, "Oh my God." And then you felt like, "God, I'm in this place where I need you to restore me. God, I'm in this place where I feel hindered. God, I'm in this place where yada, yada, yada," right? This is the same thing that happened to the real Jews. You know, they fumbled the inheritance, but God did not cast them out permanently. They went about their way worshiping other gods, you know, doing things outside of the ordinance of the covenant. They did things outside of the ordinance of the laws and statutes and precepts and commandments that God, you know, had them to live by. It was our birthright as the true Hebrew people and the true Jews, right? And so what this says is that the Gentiles were grafted in because we denied what God put before us. And so when I say us, I mean the people that are named by American statutes as African Americans, as, you know, people that were in slavery. We are God's true people. Now, God loves us because he chose us, but that doesn't mean that he does not love the Gentiles. It says clearly in his word, God tells us often who we are, and we're oblivious to it. I'm going to give you more scripture, and I want you to do your own research as well. This says in chapter 11, verse 16, "And since Abraham and the other were holy, their descendants will also be holy, just as the entire batch of dough is holy, because the portion given as an offering is holy. For if the root of the tree are holy, the branches will be too." Let me tell you this, it also says in verse 17, "But some of these branches from Adam's tree, some of the people of Israel have been broken off, and you Gentiles who were branches from a wild olive tree hath been grafted in, so now you also receive the blessing God has promised Abraham and his children, sharing in the rich nourishment from the root of God's special olive tree. But God warned, but the Apostle Paul warns the Gentiles and says, but you must not brag about being grafted in to replace the branches that were broken off. You are just a branch, not the root. Well, you may say, those branches were broken off to make room for me. Yes, but remember, those branches were broken off because they did not believe in Yeshua. And you are there because you do believe. So don't think highly of yourself, but fear what could happen. For if God did not spare the original branches, he won't spare you either. Notice how God is both kind and severe. He is severe towards those who disobey, but kind to you if you continue to trust in his kindness. But if you stop trusting, you also will be cut off. And if the people of Israel, from their unbelief, they will be grafted in again. Listen, if the people of Israel turn from their unbelief, they will be grafted in again. For God has the power to graft them back into the tree. You by nature were a branch cut off from a wild olive tree. So if God was willing to do something contrary to nature by grafting you into his cultivated tree, he will be far more eager to graft the original branches back into the tree where they belong. You got to know that God, his mercy is for everyone. We have to know that he understands. And this is a mystery. Paul tells us, dear brothers and sisters, so that you will not feel so proud about yourselves. He's talking to the Gentiles. Some of the people of Israel have hard hearts. And y'all know we do. Us as the true Jews, we have hard hearts, and God has to do everything. We think God will just do everything for us without putting work into what he told us to do. So restoration is needed. We have hard hearts, but this will last only until the full number of Gentiles come to Christ. And so all Israel will be saved, as the scripture says. The one who rescues will come from Jerusalem and will turn Israel away from ungodliness. It's going to happen. The children of Israel are going to turn back to the heart of God. That's why restoration is so important. There's going to come a time that we're living in now where everything that God is speaking about in Romans 11, the entire chapter, all the way from verse 1 all the way to verse 36. Now, I want to read from verse 28 down to verse 35. This says, many of the people of Israel are now enemies of God, good news, and this benefits you Gentiles, yet they are still the people of he loves, because he chose their ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for God's gifts and his call can never be withdrawn. Once you Gentiles were rebels against God, but when the people of Israel rebelled against him, God was merciful to you instead. Now they are the rebels, and God's mercy has come to you so that they too will share in God's mercy. For God has imprisoned everyone in disobedience so he could have mercy on everyone. Oh, how great are God's riches and wisdom and knowledge. How impossible it is for us to understand his decisions and his ways. For who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to give him advice? And who has given him so much that he needs to pay it back? Who? For everything comes from him and exists by his power, and he is and is intended, I'm sorry, for his glory, and all glory to him forever. And so when you start to think about the stuff, when you start to think about what is being said about the restoration of Israel, you got to start counting up the cost. You got to start really turning your face back to God, to Elohim. You got to start really getting into covenant. You got to really start really following the law, following God's feast days. You really got to start lining things line up on line, precept on precept. You really got to start engaging your heart with God, because one or two things are going to happen. Either you are going to do it the hard way and go through trials and tribulations and still come to God, or God is going to pull you in, because God said he's going to graft you in. But we all know that people might say, hey, God gives you free will. Yeah, he does. But God's word will not turn back to him void. It will not. So I hope and pray that this Bible plan has really gotten you to a place to turn your heart back to God. And even if your heart is turned to God now, keep it there, build your faith stronger, and wait for the restoration of Israel. I love you guys. God loves you best. I see you on the next Bible plan. Remember to share and grow, because when we share and grow, we read differently and we live differently, and we live by the word and truth of God. God bless you all.